Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to the very first episode of The Campaign Show. I am your host, Cameron Payne, and I gotta tell you, I am jealous. I'm jealous of you, all right? I'm jealous that you get to come to this podcast, chill, relax, have a good time, while I sit here and pour my soul out to you, all right? I've been seeing you around work. I saw you at the water cooler the other day. You're looking good, all right? I was thinking about you today. When I was on my way to work, I stopped by Starbucks and I got myself one of those cappuccinos with the whipped cream and some of the drizzle on the top. And I got a little bit on my finger and I licked it off and I thought, well, what if it was you? Wouldn't that be crazy? Stop. Okay. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm back. I have no idea where that came from. And I tend to do that. I'm sorry. I seem to float in and out of reality sometimes. I don't know if any of you guys out there struggle with that, but sometimes I just kind of get caught on a tangent and there's just no way to get out of it until, you know, something bad happens. But nothing bad happened this time, and I'm right back here with you. And I want to talk to you about a few of the things that I have on my radar going on in my life. Some of the things that have come across my eyeballs, my desk, all right? Also, I want to apologize if you hear a tiny pitter-pattering of rain on the top of my 2000 Lexus ES300. It's because that's where I'm recording at, in the front seat. Yeah, that's right, my life's going great. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, that is actually a little bit of thunder. The wind is actually starting to pick up my small car slightly off of the ground, and I'm scared. Wow, there's a lot of lightning, a lot of rain, and it's actually really dark out here. I live up on the top of Ruffner Mountain in Birmingham, Alabama. Lots of overhanging canopy, lots of tall trees, lots of cloud cover. And I'm just talking a lot right now because I actually think I might die in like a hurricane or a tornado, a flash flood, volcano, earthquake, you know, some kind of act of God. And because this car is shaking, I really hope you guys aren't hearing all of this. But you know what? Let's push right through. I'm going to tell you about a few of the things that I've got on my radar. And yeah, we can just go into them and really dig in, okay? There are a few things that I really want to dig into. So let's go ahead and pull up what I've got. So right off the bat, I noticed, I really don't know quite how to explain it. In my story, you know, on the Facebook stories, you can scroll the top, sort of the thing they took from Snapchat and Instagram. In my stories, I guess I must follow a few young ladies. Literally the first like five squares in my story section on my Facebook are a backward shot of a young lady twerking her ass in front of her Samsung Galaxy S7. And I'm not complaining, but it's like, I don't know, it just seems so unoriginal. Whatever, you know, whatever poo-shiesty, bop they're shaking their little rumps to, I'm not interested in hearing that crap. I don't want to, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to watch you, and this is kind of a reason why I got away from Snapchat for a little bit. I don't want to watch you lip-sync rap and trap lyrics while you smoke a blunt. Because that's what I'm currently doing, okay? That's what I'm doing. Why the fuck would I want to get on my phone and watch you do what I'm doing right now? Why would I want that? Unless it was a little bit of mutual masturbation. Do you guys remember Chat Roulette? I think I'm saying that right. Chat Roulette. Chat Roulette? Chat Roulette? Bobby Boo Blay or Bobby Boo Blette? It's got to be Chat Roulette, right? Anyway, do you guys remember that crap? You could just randomly connect to any person that was also using the website. And like 99.9% of the time, Gen Xers out there that are listening, it was like an old white guy jerking his little dinger, okay? It, like, you had to skip through like 6 or 7 small white dicks before you got to another normal human being. And they usually were so petrified and so traumatized by the experience, just like you, that I sometimes I didn't even like risk it, you know? Just white guys are getting skipped right off the bat, all right? Okay? Here in Birmingham, Alabama, there's actually a woman charged in a deadly Birmingham street racing crash that occurred, I want to say probably maybe 2 weeks ago. There was a young Birmingham woman, I want to say her name was Carmesia Flanagan, early 20s, and she just recently got picked up by U.S. Marshals and Birmingham Police. She's been on the run since being charged with murder, leaving the scene of an accident with injury and unlawful possession of a controlled substance in the March 21 death of 52-year-old Brandy Ballard. Brandy Ballard wasn't doing anything other than driving home that day. Miss Ballard lost her life, and Jefferson County prosecutors on the 24th of March, they filed to have Flanagan, who was booked on a $175,000 bond. The next day, they actually petitioned the court to revoke that bond, and the judge actually granted that request almost immediately after being released from jail. Instead of doing what she should have done, which is taking her happy ass home, sat down, got a lawyer, and just prayed real hard that she wasn't completely fucking fucked, that she didn't completely just fucking ruin her life and the lives of the Ballard family. Now, I know that she probably wouldn't be thinking about the Ballard family at all. And this is something we all know, because shortly after being released from prison, Carmesia decides to hop her ratchet ass on Facebook Live and basically just brag about the situation. Bond paid, car good, lawyer paid. Her ratchet-ass mom hops on the Facebook Live with her, talking about, yeah, I sprung her. $175,000 bond. 10% is what? 17.5? She needed 17.5K to walk her happy ratchet-ass out of prison, jail. And immediately after getting out, hops on Facebook Live and says some of the most disgusting, callous, unforgivable shit about the situation. Well, back to it. Jefferson County prosecutors on March 24 filed to have Flanagan's bond revoked. Flanagan has not responded to requests for comment. And at the time of her arrest Monday, she was already awaiting trial on a first-degree domestic violence charge from earlier this year and a burglary charge from last year. Right? So we're dealing with, you know, a high-class individual, somebody who's got a lot of stuff going on, right? Obviously. In the domestic violence case, court records show that Flanagan is accused of firing a gun into an occupied dwelling on January 3rd, wounding a woman in the foot. Let's talk about that. Domestic violence, 22 years old, January 3rd. She shot her mom. She shot her mom in the foot. She was arrested on January 8th and released the same day on $15,000 bond. I did not know. Like, I haven't had a plethora of experience when it comes to interactions with the police. And she gets released the next day. No, I'm sorry. Same day. On January 8th. She got released same day. I did not realize we lived in a system where you could shoot your mom in the foot and be free the same day. I didn't realize that. I had no idea. So all of this is new to me. All of this is new. In March of 2020, authorities contended Flanagan, while armed with a gun, broke into a home armed with intent. Jesus Christ, I'm having a stroke, ladies and gentlemen. In March of 2020, authorities contended Flanagan, while armed with a gun, broke into a home armed with intent to commit a theft. She was released from jail on $25,000 bond in that incident. In December, the burglary case was forwarded to be heard by a grand jury for indictment consideration. Jesus. And that's not all, ladies and gentlemen. In March of 2020, authorities contend that Flanagan, while armed with a gun, broke into a home armed with intent to commit a theft. You know what? I'm done. I'm done reading this girl's, rap sheet, okay? I'm getting kind of pissed off. Because it looks like every step of the way, the system had an opportunity. This girl had an opportunity. The people in her life had the opportunity to sit her down and tell her, hey, you're being kind of like a fucking menace to society. And you know what? I'm mad, but we're just gonna roll into it, okay? Let's just keep rolling into it. Cities nationwide are bracing themselves for an April 11th White Lives Matter rally. No, your podcast didn't just fucking cut off. I just had... White Lives Matter rally. Go ahead, ladies and gentlemen, and find me the guy that is saying that white lives don't matter. I'm sure there's a couple out there. I'm sure a couple look like me. But those individuals are wrong. All right? Those individuals are sick. They're bigots. Their thought processes are fucked up. They're not thinking clearly. All right? White supremacist rallies are being discussed on social media. They're using that encrypted messaging app, Telegram, to plan this crap, by the way. I looked. I signed up. There are dozens of events planned to take place at 1 p.m. in cities, including New York, Fort Worth, Chicago. I can't honestly remember all of the cities that I read while I was going down the list, but there are quite a few and some big cities on there. There weren't a lot of details surrounding the marches. For some of them, there weren't even specific locations. I couldn't even parse out for myself what was real, what was fake. But let's talk about the people that would show up to a White Lives Matter rally, okay? Because I kind of already know what they look like. And you do too, don't you? There is just something about, cringy, fat, neckbeard white dudes that love White Lives Matter stuff like this. The alt-right really, really appeals to guys who have a hard time getting pussy. And that's really just what it is, if I'm being 100% honest with you. It's the guys that aren't getting any fucking pussy. And this is why sex work should actually be legal. Imagine how many serious situations in the United States. I mean, even all the way up to mass shootings. How many mass shootings do you think we would have been able to avoid if these guys would have been able to walk down the street and purchase a slice of pussy for themselves instead of just go shoot up a mall or something? All right? Because that's what I would do. All right? I'd waltz up with a crisp $40 or however much, whatever monetary value that vagina has these days, okay? 40 is I guess the meme amount, all right? That's what I hear. I personally have never had to pay for sex except for through traditional means like marriage and, just soul-sucking relationships. But I don't judge anybody that would or has. I used to drive transportation for a few girls who sold a little bit of thing on the side. And let me tell you something, ladies. That That thing you got in between your legs is gonna sell when cotton doesn't. Okay? I can just tell you that much. Let me back up. These guys are talking about putting on a event on April 11th. Are you telling me that these Nazis don't understand that if they wait nine, that's a little German joke for you, 9 days, they'll be having their White Lives Matter rally on Hitler's birthday? That's crazy. Somebody needs to sync their plans. Und Wasser. That's another German joke there for you. Yeah, in my opinion, don't watch. Don't pay attention. That's all these motherfuckers really want. That's why they get dressed up in all of that cosplay, fucking riot gear, fucking cosplaying somebody who's actually been in the fucking military. That shit's not comfortable. Why the fuck would you? I couldn't wait to take my fucking flak off. Yeah, have you ever had a plate carrier on? Have you ever had to exercise with a plate carrier on? It's not fucking fun. It's not good on your back or your knees. These guys dress up like that for fun. I remember thinking when I had to put on all of that gear that I would rather be in a situation that I didn't have to wear that. You know, maybe I'm soft, right? Maybe I was the softest Marine ever, right? Or maybe I tapped into that thing that adults tap into eventually, called an adult brain, all right? And pulled out of it the conclusion that life is precious, okay? I was part of the world's finest fighting force, and I was still able to come to the conclusion that life is precious. So what is wrong? What is the disconnect with these guys, huh? Let's talk about something else I've been doing lately, and that's putting in job applications. I just got with this new girl, all right? And immediately I recognize that I don't make enough money to maintain this type of girl. And I thought, oh, is this an opportunity for me to test the boundaries of somebody loving you for you, whatever the fuck that means, right? Or is this a wake-up call that I need to increase my earning potential? Hey, why am I comfortable? You know what I mean? Why am I okay with the amount of money that I'm making now? Why? Because I don't have people banging on my door every day? Because I don't have somebody calling my phone every day? No, you can always be more comfortable. You can always be more. And that was something that I think I had started to lose sight of until I met this girl. All right. So she's kind of switched up my perception, switched up the way that I've been thinking about stuff. And I've been putting in job applications on Indeed. Okay. Just trying to find something that will bring in, you know, a nice little chunk of change every week, every 2 weeks, where I can treat this girl to some of the things that I think that she deserves, right? Let's talk about Indeed. I just sat down for 45 minutes filling out your fucking bullshit application to come be a cuck at your shitty restaurant, smiling and being all nice with, you know, with these rich assholes while they live their lives. And at the end of it, Indeed, I have to take a fucking assessment? For what? Cashier? For a server at a fucking restaurant? Assessment? No, not even a fucking assessment. A 24-minute assessment. 24 fucking minute assessment. Running me through different customer service scenarios, different workplace environment scenarios and situations. Brenda ate the last muffin even though she knows that not everybody got one. Do you A, inform Brenda that not everyone got a muffin and remind her that the virtues of fairness and equality in the workplace? Or B, call Brenda a fat slut and start a chant about how Brenda's filling her muffin tops with muffin tops? I mean, holy shit. On a scale of 1 to 5, how likely are you to jerk off in our bathroom? 5, okay? Very likely. What are you asking me this for? Where are the questions that are applicable to what it is that I'm going to be doing? Hey, can you carry 3 plates at a time? Can you fill a glass of water? Can you write down an order and relay it to a cook who hasn't slept in a day and a half and is on his third, little shot of Jack Daniels in the back kitchen there smoking a cigarette? Why am I going so deep into detail about this cook? I don't know. Let me reel it back in. But I have to take a fucking test? What's going on? What's going on? Technology sometimes, I swear to God, makes things more fucking complicated, right? I guess gone are the days where you just walk into a place meaning like, hey, y'all hiring? I'm a guy looking for work. Yeah, sure, you can do that, but you do that these days, they're going to tell you to what? Go online, fill out the application, go online. Application's online. Can I get an application? No, it's online. Just go online. Everything's online. Everything, including those pictures of your mom. I saw this. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, 24 fucking minutes, and I'm not, you know. Sorry, that's my car being battered and bruised by the wind. I might die. Holy crap. Fuck it. All right, if I'm gonna die, let's keep it moving. Ladies and gentlemen, what else do I want to talk about? In the black community, can we talk about Kevin Samuels real quick? I want to talk about Kevin Samuels real quick. If you don't know who Kevin Samuels is, he is an asshole who has somehow leveraged his ability to be an asshole into a career where he basically judges single people off of their appearance and this like preformed list of questions that he has, and his fucked up, you know, the fucked up way he thinks the world works in his head. And he uses that to offer you premier image consultancy designed exclusively for men who want to upgrade, you know, their looks. Apparently he's supposed to help you from like shopping to like how you cut your hair, you know, suits, shorts, you know, whatever. But recently, and I want to talk about this young lady because I saw the video when I was just scrolling through YouTube. I'm not a Kevin Samuels guy. I don't really follow a lot of the stuff that he says. I think he's an asshole. I think that he's highly underqualified to be talking about some of the relationship issues and the dynamics of how people are attracted to one another. There's just no fucking way that this guy, who I think worked at Staples, if I'm not fucking mistaken. Yeah, Samuel studied chemical engineering, and he attended the University of Oklahoma from 1987 to 1991. After this, he worked in a variety of sales roles, including at Office Depot. I'm sorry, not Staples. Office Depot. He works in sales, which is basically just bullshitting people and, you know, telling them what they want to hear long enough so that you can get them to come up off some of those, you know, doubloons. That's all sales is lying to you long enough to get the money out of your fucking pocket, right? Think about how quick that salesman switched up as soon as you swiped that card, huh? All right, see you later, bye. And the next time you're in the store, they act like they've never fucking seen you, right? Am I right? But look, okay, all right. He works in sales, and also, I don't know if you've looked at this guy, but he has sex with men, okay? Look at him. I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm not going to pretend that my gaydar is 100% accurate, all right? I did not see Lil Nas X coming, all right? I was up there, horses on the back, horse tack is attached, and I swear to God, I'm can't nobody tell me nothing all night long, okay? I had no fucking idea. All right? The song is literally about butt fucking and I didn't put it together. Old Town Road. Now, I was completely blindsided by Lil Nas X, but this guy sucks penis. All right? And where's his relationship? All right? I looked online. It says that he's like dating this young lady, but she looks much younger than him. Okay? Much younger than him. So obviously she hasn't been able to evolve or adapt the ability to like smell out men's bullshit yet, but she will. By the time she's like 26, 27, yeah, she will. And this Kevin Samuels guy will be right back to being fucking single. He's not married. He's giving all of these people this, like, salacious advice, this rude-ass fucking shit, right? All right? There's nothing that qualifies this guy as a love guru or an image consultant. He just started calling himself that. All right? Just the same way that I started calling myself a podcast host, calling myself, whatever. You know, you could call yourself whatever the fuck you want to call yourself, but that doesn't, you know... I'm just... Let me talk about this one particular young lady that I thought of while I'm still thinking about just how crazy it was. There was a girl, and I think her name was like I'm gonna butcher it. Miss Simmons. I remember her last name. Alright? And she was among several black women who were like on this Zoom chat with Kevin. And he told her that she could either buy a dog, die alone, or get a girl. And if she's unwilling to accept a cheating, like, high-value man or whatever the fuck that means, like, then that's just on her. Yeah, he tells women to accept cheating from high-value men because cheating is our nature. He's saying our. So he obviously includes himself amongst the company of high-value men. Can I tell you something that I don't think about as a straight male? And that's the value of other men. I don't label other guys as high value or low value because I don't give a shit and men don't cross my mind like that. All right? They don't. I don't give a shit what men wear. I don't give a shit how men cut their hair. And I have no opinions on how to make any of that better for you, dog. If you were to hit me up, Kim, what can I do to improve my look? I don't fucking know. Okay? Don't look at me. I'm not gonna look at you. I don't wanna look at you. You're a guy. Don't make eye contact with me. Go over there. Okay? That's what I would say. But, no, not Kevin. Kevin tells this girl, buy a dog, die alone, get a girl. What kind of fucked up business model is it to have people pay you for your time just so you can shit on them? Ladies and gentlemen, go ahead and hit me up on Instagram, LAWD_ham_mercy. That's LAWD_ham_mercy. And I promise you, I will shit on you for free. All right? Go ahead and hit me up on Instagram. Send me a picture, your best picture, and I'll shit on you for it. For free. And then afterwards, we can talk about whatever it is that you want to fucking talk about. But if that's what you're looking for is to be abused, I'll do it for free. Kevin's going to charge you fucking $30 to get on a Zoom call with him so he can tell you that you're too short to ever find love. Why would you ever want that? How did this... It's not... confusing or surprising that Kevin is popular because he does say outlandish stuff, okay? And eventually you do have, in this entertainment, in this information age, right, where you're constantly pumping out content, I would not be surprised if Kevin has taken on the persona of Kevin Samuels, and that's not necessarily him in real life, because none of this shit is real life, ladies and gentlemen, but... I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case. It would actually surprise me even more to meet Kevin Samuels and for him to be exactly this. Miss Simmons, you don't have to get a dog and you don't have to die alone, okay? I've got a buddy right now. Like I said, hit me up. Lord have mercy. I got a buddy right now. Right now. We'll gobble you up in the back of his 2002 Cadillac DeVille. Mm-hmm. Sitting on chrome. And he'll do it. Right now. You don't have to die alone. And you don't have to live into Kevin. And you don't have to listen to Kevin. And you don't have to give Kevin any money. Alright? Because we all shit on ourselves enough. Alright? We all tell ourselves enough that we're not good enough. We all know... You know your reasons. You know the things that you don't like about yourself. There's no reason to go pay Kevin money to get on a Zoom call. So he can tell you things that you already know. tell you about things that you've already identified about yourself. No, ma'am. Not I. Not I, said the cat. Oh, what else? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to hit this weed. And I'm going to get the fuck on. It has been an awesome time talking to you, ladies and gentlemen. And with that, I bid you a good day, a good afternoon, a good night, and whatever else you find yourself in. I hope it's good. This has been the Campaign Show, and thank you for tuning in to the first episode.